Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Dehring. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Chuck Ellis. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bob Chuck Ellis. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Snyder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Porterfield. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bob Porterfield. And now, play ball. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesce fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chuck Dehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dehring hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to second. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a line drive into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a fly ball into center field. Dehring settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Chuckalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuckalis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Porterfield, and towards Snyder, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yost is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pesky for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vernon moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-1 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Deering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-1 in the game. Umflett strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney bunts towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Mealy moves to second. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter is walked intentionally. Bob Chuckalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuckalis is 0 for 1 in the game. Chuckalis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Mealy trying to get to home. Severs throws the ball into Fitzgerald, who tags Mealy, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Hunter moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pesky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Umflett. Cohn reaches second base with a double. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 2 in the game. Waitkus bunts towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Cohn moves to third. One out. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Deering hits a fly ball into right field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cohn tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1 to nothing, Orioles. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops it up and throws to first, with Chuckalis covering, for the out. One out. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0 for 2 in the game. Severs strikes out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 2 in the game. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hunter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Young moves to second. Bob Chuckalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuckalis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chuckalis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chuckalis fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fitzgerald moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Deering who is chasing the ball. Yost reaches third base with a triple. Fitzgerald scores. Porterfield goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Senators. Luke Ridlow now pitching. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 3 in the game. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 3 in the game. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger now playing second base. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 2 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Deering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Deering moves to third. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Sam Mealy. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon juggles the ball. That's an error on Vernon. Deering scores. Kennedy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Orioles, 2, Senators, 2. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Courtney is walked intentionally. Kennedy moves to third. Krahoski moves to second. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Fridley now playing right field. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 3 in the game. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Snyder hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Kiriazakos now pitching. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunter hits a fly ball into left field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Kritlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kiriazakos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey McDermott pinch hits for Gus Kiriazakos. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Yost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McDermott moves to third. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger takes first base on ball 4. Yost moves to second. Howie Fox now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McDermott scores. Yost moves to third. Terwilliger moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.